This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 968. Wonderful and Wonderfully Bad, part one, answers about work.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll hear fantastic speaking part one models of high and low scoring answers related to work. These are questions you'll likely face on your next IELTS exam, so make sure to listen and take notes. Aubrey, do you like to do imitations?
I do. There's this game called Accent. So I can't remember what it's called. There's like a game where you pull a card and you have to do something, but in the accent of a person or a country, which is kind of fun. But I'm actually really terrible at it. I love to do it, but I'm so bad.
But it's fun just to try. Oh my gosh, I love it. My son James he's quite a talented little mimic. And guys, don't worry, we'll connect this to IELTS. And guys, just okay, before I brag even more about my son, I'll tell you what you're gonna learn today, guys. We are going to have a lot of fun today. We are going to imitate a bad IELTS answer, tell you why it's bad, and then show you a good answer as an alternative. So we have three questions that we will teach you about regarding work, right? Something that you're likely to be asked about in speaking part one. But anyways, James is such a talented little mimic. Like, he could do Australian accents, British accents, and so lately, we've been trying to sound like Barney on The Simpsons because we're watching The Simpsons and like the other voices are hard. Aubrey, can you do a Barney?
No, I cannot, nor am I going to try. Honestly, I don't watch The Simpsons that much. I will recognize it if you do it. But I can't.
I didn't grow up watching it. We just watch it like sometimes, but he's like, Homer. That's what he sounds like. Okay, guys. So let's get into this. We had a comment on one of our YouTube videos asking us a question. Aubrey, what was that question?
Yes, it was Kinsey. Hey, can you please give me vocabulary on business? And we have done a few episodes sharing vocabulary for business. So we're going to give those to you today so that you can look those up, check those out, and then come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And I will link to all of these episodes because we have a lot of great content for business vocabulary that you can use for these questions.
So much, guys. I mean, we even have an entire course about business English for the global professional. Guys, if IELTS is just like a peripheral goal for you, and English for work purposes is more immediate, check out our business course. We'll give you some details about that in a second. But Aubrey, where can students go to find some of our free material with business vocabulary?
Yeah, so come to our blog. You can just search business. That's what I did to get these links. Just go to allearsenglish.com and search business. You'll find so many episodes, but specifically episode 912 called Don't Freeze When Talking Business on IELTS. We shared a lot of great vocabulary about entrepreneurship and business owners and what makes things difficult for them. So that's a great one. And check out episode 890, Get Down to Business with Professional Part 3 Answers. And we shared some high scoring band 9 part 3 answers for questions you might be asked on IELTS for business. And then lastly, we have one called 7 or higher vocabulary for IELTS speaking questions about work and business. So that is just loaded with vocabulary that you can use for speaking questions if you're asked about your job, what you do for work and business in general. So check all of those out.
Yeah, so that gives you like the first two great contexts for sort of some higher level vocab and ideas, right, for speaking part three or writing task two. And then the third one, just a short, quick, awesome YouTube video with vocabulary. So that's why today, guys, we're going to focus on part one answers about business and work, because we've explored those other topics already. So where can the topic of business or work come up on IELTS?
I mean, I feel like everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You can definitely be asked about it in part one, which should be a little more informal, maybe asking you about your work, what you do for work, what you like about your job. And then also, of course, part three, asking more about globalization, entrepreneurship, more sort of deeper questions about the business world.
Yeah.
And you could definitely see, a task one academic essay comparing numbers in the business world, comparing graphs or charts, and task two essay topics where you have to talk, you can certainly always use examples from the business world, and you may just be asked to compare. Let's see. Give us a good example, Jessica. I'm drawing a blank.
Like big companies versus small companies.
Yes.
Or like big name giants putting small companies out of business, for example.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This vocab, these ideas can come up all the time on the test, like writing task two, speaking part three. There are questions all the time related to capitalism, advertising, marketing, work benefits, perhaps, right? So spending some time thinking about these ideas is definitely useful. And guys, like I said, we do have a whole business English course, which is incredible. You can check it out, guys, allearsenglish.com/business. Okay, so we know where we can find these things on the test. We have some other resources we can use. So let's get into the fun content of today. We're going to give you guys good and bad examples, okay?
I feel like we should paper, rock, scissors, Rochambeau for who gets to do bad, because I think that's so fun to intentionally provide a bad answer.
It's the most fun. We're going to take turns because we're spreading the fun around, Aubrey. We are very democratic on this podcast. So, okay, I'll ask the first question and you give the bad answer. Are you ready?
Got it. Yes.
Okay. Now, remember, guys, these three part one questions are definitely, definitely, definitely possible on your next exam. Okay. Aubrey, do you work or are you a student?
I student right now. I classes each day, early until late.
Okay.
So, that's good.
Great.
Incomplete sentences. Lots of pauses. check.
So many pauses, incomplete sentences, right? Sentences missing verbs. And no linking words, right?
No.
So, okay. In the real world, guys, we do use incomplete sentences pretty often, but when we're like being informal with friends, right? So incomplete sentences, never, ever, ever on the IELTS exam.
Do you work in English and you'd like to be making connections with your English-speaking coworkers? If so, sign up for our new Business English course at allearsenglish.com/business. Or if you're planning on working in the future in an English-speaking country with English-speaking coworkers, sign up today. We have all the information you need for a successful career in English. So sign up at allearsenglish.com/business.
Okay, so let's do a good example. Aubrey, do you work or are you a student?
Oh, a good example now. I am a student. I attend classes.
No, 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 stop.
You want me to ask you? I'm confused.
Aubrey, work. We're talking about work. Okay. Aubrey, do you work or are you a student?
Okay. I currently work. I work for All Ears English with a fantastic team. I get to work part-time, so my job is very flexible. I really love everyone I work with. I have worked here for about a year and a half now, which has gone by in a flash.
Yay!
A little better.
Oh, so fun. Okay, so guys, yeah, obviously much better, right? It's real. It's natural. She worked in that idiom gone by in a flash, which means like it went by super fast. Fantastic. Okay. So, all right. I want to do one now.
I will ask you one now. And just so you guys know, the bad example, this is exactly how I would speak in Spanish right now, right? We recognize, you know, these band nine answers do come more easily for a native, but as you work at it, you can do, you know what I mean? That's, I recognize, I'm like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, have a low band answer. This is exactly how I would speak in Spanish right now, my second language, you
that's
know.
That's true. And guys, like Aubrey's already fluent in French as well. So just like, she knows about learning languages.
Yes, exactly. But as you pick up a new language, those mistakes come easily. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's get a bad example first for this one, Jessica. Okay. What do you like about your job?
It is fun. It is a fun job, and I am very lucky with my job.
Good. Right? So you guys probably heard exactly what Jessica's doing wrong here. Very flat intonation, monotone. She's just kind of sharing general, positive, no details, and no intonation changing.
Guys, yeah, if you, like, gosh, if you are, like, literally using the words happy –
Right?
And enjoy, then you have to put that emotion in your voice. It has to mirror the words that you're using, right? Okay, so let's do a better example.
Yes, let's hear it. Jessica, what do you like about your job?
I could not say enough amazing things about my job. I am so lucky to get to work in language. I have been fascinated with language, English more specifically, since I was a kid. My nose has always been buried in books. I majored in languages, romance languages. I got my master's in applied linguistics, and I get paid to talk about language. So, long story short, I love everything about my job.
Yes, I'm sure you guys heard the difference, right? Such great native intonation, changing how she can hear the excitement, and then some really great idioms, nose buried in books. And then to say, long story short, to wrap something up, just these great native natural phrases along with that intonation that boosts your pronunciation score.
That phrase, long story short, I find myself using a lot because I talk too much. But guys, on IELTS, this is a great strategic phrase to keep in your back pocket, as we say, if your answer starts to get away from you, which can happen when we're nervous. So in part one or part three, if you feel like you're talking for too long and you start repeating yourself, just cut yourself off and say, long story short, that's what I like or whatever. I think that's a great strategic phrase to remember.
Yeah, because if you do feel yourself kind of going off and they're not interrupting you and you start thinking, I don't know if I have the best way to wrap this up, that's a great one. Every time it's going to work. Just say, long story short, and then finish it up, ready for the next question.
Yes, awesome. Okay, all right, last one. A bad answer first. Aubrey, what would you like to change about your job?
Nothing.
Oh my God, that was such a good example. Guys, that's it. Like, I've literally heard students answer that.
Yes.
Which is fine in real life. I mean, you know, congratulations. That's great in real life.
Right.
But it doesn't fly on IELTS, guys. Like, you have to come up with something.
Yes. Right? And if that's true, if the answer is nothing, make something up because that's not acceptable. You need details. You need an interesting answer for every question.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so I'm really curious to hear what you're going to say right now. Okay, so this is a good example. Aubrey, what would you like to change about your job?
I would love to have my own office because I work from home and I'm constantly having to kick my husband out of his office so that I have a decent recording space. And sometimes my kids are home and they're knocking on the door. So the main thing I would want to change is my space, my office space. Not that I want to commute to a job. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't love working from home, but it's difficult sometimes to be in a house full of people and trying to record podcasts. That's no joke.
That is no joke. Oh my gosh, I love it. One thing I want to call attention to that Aubrey said is, don't get me wrong. That's such like a native sort of throw in phrase there. When do we use that phrase? Don't get me wrong.
I use it all the time if I find myself saying something that I could see people misinterpreting, right?
Yes.
Here I'm complaining about having this, you know, tricky situation with office, and it almost makes it sound like I would rather be driving to an office and work. No, no, no. Don't misunderstand me, right? Don't get me wrong. That's not what I mean.
I love it. I love it. Let me think of another example. Let's say, guys, you're asked about exercise. In fact, just this morning, I was working with a personal coach student, and I asked her how often she exercises. We were doing a speaking mock test, and she said, like, during the pandemic, not at all, because the gym is closed, right? So that's like a great opportunity for this phrase. She could say, like, well, gosh, I mean, right now, almost never, because the gym is closed, and that is the only way that I like to exercise. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still move around. I don't just sit on the couch all day, but I don't like consciously exercise every day. So, yes.
Or she could say, don't get me wrong, I understand why gyms are closed. I understand, like, people should be wearing, totally. Right? Because I see that sometimes too, where I'll start saying something. I'm like, oh, the person listening to me might think that I, you know, think that we shouldn't be social distancing. No, no, no. Don't get me wrong.
That is
gym should be closed.
Yeah. Right. Oh my gosh, I love that, guys. We are stumbling upon some amazing strategies today that you guys need to write down. Life is obviously different now in a lot of ways, regardless of whether your country is, you know, back to business as usual. There's still going to be details that are different, you know, regardless of how well your country has handled this or not well, like us. So, like, I think just, you know, accept the fact that, like, your answers, you're going to mention the pandemic at some point, right? Because, like, this has affected almost everything that happens in daily life. So I love this as a strategy, though. So you could say, like, well, you know, I don't go to a lot of parties now. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand that I shouldn't, that it's safer if I don't, but I do miss seeing my friends, maybe.
Yes, right.
Awesome. Okay. Woo, that was awesome. So guys, definitely come back to the blog. Check this out, this episode. Listen a couple times. Take some notes. This is episode 968. The blog is at allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And if you are one of the amazing listeners who listen for the fun of it, and, you know, maybe IELTS is a distant goal, but you know that English would help you in your professional life, would help you get more opportunities, maybe that promotion and more money that you deserve, check out our business English course, guys, allearsenglish.com/business.
Yes, we will see you there. We also have a supportive Facebook community for that class, for all of our classes, because it's so important to be a part of a supportive community of other people who are like-minded, who have the same or similar goals, and that you can share ideas and find speaking partners. So yeah, go to allearsenglish.com/business so that you can get in there right away.
Yes, awesome. All right, fantastic. Thank you, Aubrey, for chatting today. I really loved your bad and good answers.
Nothing.
That was so good. I loved it. Oh, gosh. Okay. Guys, we have so much fun on this podcast. I hope you guys have fun listening. All right, Aubrey, have a wonderful rest of the week, and I will talk to you next week.
You too. See you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.